Your home for praise and shine. We are Quixie 98.3. And the devotional is titled, Not Forgotten. A young man asked his Uncle Arthur, "Do you remember the day you took me to the barbershop and the supermarket? I was wearing tan khakis, a blue plaid Oxford shirt, a navy blue cardigan, brown socks, and brown Rockport shoes. The date was Thursday, October 20th, 2016. Arthur's nephew Jared's autism-related challenges are offset by his phenomenal memory that can recall details like days and dates and the clothes he was wearing years after an event took place. Because of the way he's wired, Jared possesses the kind of memory that's a reminder to us of the all-knowing, loving God, the keeper of time and eternity. God knows the facts, and he won't forget his promises or his people. Have you had moments when you've questioned whether or not you've been forgotten by God? When others appear to be healthier or happier or more successful or otherwise better off? In Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14, ancient Israel's less than ideal situation caused her to say, "The Lord has forsaken me. The Lord has forgotten me." But that was not the case. God's compassion and care exceeded the natural bonds of affection that mothers have for their children. Before embracing labels like forgotten or forsaken, think again of what God has done in and through His Son, Jesus. In the gospel that brings forgiveness, God has clearly said, "I will not forget you." When have you felt alone, forsaken, and forgotten by God? How does processing the love of God, expressed by sending Jesus to die for your sins, help to counter feelings of being forgotten by Him? Our Heavenly Father knows when we're tempted to feel neglected, forgotten, and abandoned. God helps us to ponder again the love He demonstrated by sending Jesus to die for us. You've been listening to Quixie 98.3 and Praise and Shine. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening. Take care of yourself, stay safe, be well, and God bless.